me. You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. It's the Into Your Head Hotel Room Trilogy Failure Part 2. I'm not in the hotel room at the moment. I'm sitting in the car park. That's not the nature of the failure. The nature of the failure is that I don't have my portable voice recorder, so I'm limited to recording these things on my iTelephone, and they're therefore limited to 5 minutes each. So I've only 4.5 minutes left, so I can't be wasting time dilly-dallying, sitting here watching the grafting go up and down on the screens with my voice and getting distracted. So no, I can't be wasting time. I've a lot to get on with. I haven't made an Into Your Head show for several weeks because I've been busy making a new studio setup. Let's just get on with it. Hello. I'm here. Where are you? It doesn't matter where you are. This isn't a call-in show where you call in and I say, hello, where are you calling from? And you say, I don't know. I thought you'd be able to tell that. I thought you had some sort of a gadget whereby you could say, well, like with the ambulance people, you call 999. They'll say, hello, oh, I know where you are. You're out. Oh, no, I don't, except you're on the web. Everyone has a frigging mobile these days and they ring up or they ring from Skype and they'll say, hello, 999. I'm sure you know where I am, send an ambulance, goodbye. And then they collapse in a heap, and then the man is sitting there in the call center, and he's thinking, I don't know where he is at all. I can't trace that call. He didn't call from a proper old-fashioned rotary telephone. He's probably the same. He probably doesn't even have a remote control on his television, so he can't use our television detection thing either, because we all know that the call center where they do the 999 thing is the exact same place where they send out those vans that check whether you have a television and whether you have a television license for it. There's those same bastards. They're all coming from the same place. It's all the government. Everything is the government. I'm sitting in here in this car now, and I can see, well, I can't see much because I have poor eyesight, but I can see a road out there. There's a blurry white van going past. That's probably the government as well now. I used to work for the government, and I remember distinctly they had white vans that used to go around with the internal post. They go around, technically it was external post because it was to another office. There was an office within the same organisation, and thereby it was internal post, because the world is a very small place now. You can have an office on the east coast and an office on the west coast, and it can still be internal mail because it's the same organisation. It's like if you have a second home, but you consider it still part of your household, so you connect up. Likely your man Ruben, who I know in Singapore or Australia or Kuala Lumpur or wherever he is at the moment, he's got 8 homes and they're all connected up by computer. He's got a wire. Whenever he goes abroad to another apartment to go and study somewhere else for a while, he brings a piece of string with him and it's tied to a cable, and he hangs it out the window of the aeroplane, and he's dropping the cable along the sea to wherever his new home is. And this is one of the places he's lived in before, so he connects them all up by cables, and then he's got no problem at all. So that's how small the world has got. Although it would be much smaller if they built some frigging tunnels through the centre of the earth. We've got this whole thing where you can go to England and you can get on the train through a tunnel to France, but that's no use. You want to take advantage of the curvature of the earth and make a straight tunnel going right through from here to the opposite end of the world, and then have a big spherical roundabout in the centre of the earth where all of these tunnels meet up. You'd have to invent new rules of the road for that roundabout, but nonetheless they'd figure it out somehow. Spherical roundabout, you yield to the person coming from your left and to the person coming from above you, but not the person coming from below you or to your right. You probably have to have some sort of a speed limit for that. That would be a highly complicated junction to use. So no learner drivers there, I can tell. There'll be no learner drivers driving through the centre of the earth. We can't have any of that. I've only 30 seconds left. Let's see. If you're listening to this on Audio Boo, you probably don't know what this is. This is a makeshift episode of the Into Your Head podcast, which you normally find at intoyourhead.com, but I'm using Audio Boo today because of my lack of equipment. And there's a new series of Into Your Head coming in a couple of weeks for a brand new studio that I'm building, intoyourhead.com, complete with all sorts of crap. Anyway, there we go, out of time.